take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And for the next very, very few minutes, I speak on the subject, the shout of praise and dominion. If you heard that topic, you will shout louder than that. If you are here with a shout of praise and you are here with a shout of dominion, give the Lord a bigger shout. Our objective is just singular. We are going to be understanding tonight very briefly the effect of the shout of praise and dominion. We understand four major things about a shout. Number one, the shout can be associated with an alarm. And so tonight, as we raise a shout, it is more like, Jehovah, are you there? There is urgency here. Hey! Hey! Number two, the shout is associated with praise. The shout is a department of praise. It's a clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Keep going. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. In the course of the reading of these passages, I'm going to read plenty of them. If you hear anything that excites you, just give a shout. Because tonight is all about a shout. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of Nigeria, of Angola, of all the nations here present. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God seated upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth. They belong to God. He's greatly to be exalted. Hallelujah. Number three, the shout is associated with celebration. Because the winning side is always a shouting side. As we are shouting tonight, we are saying no devil can stop us from celebrating. No devil can stop us from celebrating in Nigeria. No devil can stop you from celebrating in your family. No devil can stop you. No devil can stop the cry of a baby in your house. No mahashata kalabagayanada. Number four, the shout is associated with dominion. The shout says, I am in charge here. The lion roars to communicate dominion. The lion roars for territorial control. When we are shouting, we are telling the devil, world. The church is alive in Nigeria. We are telling the devil, God is alive and well in Nigeria. We are telling hell that we are in charge here. Everything I say tonight is prophetic. The lion roars to communicate dominion. The commander in the army, he charges. He does not say parade. Parade Sean. Will you parade Sean? Stand at eye. Pray Sean. Keep still. No. Pray. Pray. Shout. Hey. Ay, 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 ay. Can somebody stand up and give a shout of dominion? A shout of dominion. A shout of authority. A shout of dominion. A shout of authority. When a young soldier is messing up around a bigger one, will you wake up, my friend? Permission to wake up, sir. How many commanders are here? You are about to command the devil, command the witches and the wizards. You are about to command the forces of hell. Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, we are in charge here. Say, Jesus Christ is in charge in Nigeria. The church is in charge here. We are not wasting our time. Prophecy is the mother of reality. Until it is prophesied, it cannot be realized. All of you will be alive to watch the dominion of God in this nation. The dominion of Christ in this land. Too alive to watch it. While the gospel is sent on the wings of fire to the nations of the earth to persecute the devil from nation to nation, and he can do nothing about it. Number five, the shout is associated with victory. That is, we are winning, 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 we are not losing, we are winning, we are not losing, we are winning, we are not. In the camp of Israel, whenever there is victory, they shout, we are winning, we are not losing, we can never lose. God has never lost, we shall never lose. Somebody stand up on your feet and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In those days, when victory is won in Israel, they clap, they shout, and they leap with joy. Lester Sumrall, one of the rugged apostles that God raised, he went where no others will go. So he went to the mountainous areas of Tibet to preach the gospel. Somebody captured him, put a gun on his head, walked him through the mountains on his way to execution. And he said to himself, the Holy Ghost just rose up inside him and said, is that how you are going to watch yourself killed and die? He said, no way. All of a sudden, the shout rose up from inside him. Hey! Reki teke baga da galate kapa! Hey! All of a sudden will be assassin God paralyzed. All of a sudden, everything turned upside down. The victim became the victor. The victor became the victim. A Satanist who gave his life to Christ, they asked him, they say, what is it about Christians that you people don't like in your Satanist cult the most? He said two things. Number one, that language they used to speak in. Number two, when they praise and shout. Hey, can you do the two of them? Can you do the two? Hey, hey, ite padaya hash. Hey, ikapataleo, ite sepera. Give the Lord a clap. Give him a shout. Give him a leap of joy. All the five things I mentioned now, that number one, the shout is associated with an alarm. Urgency here, Jehovah, intervene. And then, we are praising you. And then, we are celebrating because some good things are happening with us. We don't want to wait to see it before we celebrate. We celebrate it ahead of time. And then, Jehovah God, and every witches and bitches, wizards and lizards. Hey! We are serving you notice to let you know we are in charge here and we are not about to change our mind. We went for crusade in Maiduguri. You were there. The light up crusade that the GO was there. Pastor George, you were there. Went for crusade and we came back. And some people began to circulate some WhatsApp interpreted and said that some terrorists said that it was an insult for us to come and hold crusade in their territory. Yes. They sent me the clips. I'm sure you heard the clip too. That they are looking for themselves. So I told the people, I said, that is an error. Because there was advertisement for the crusade. There was publicity. Not 1 week, not 2 weeks. Number two, when the crusade was holding, there was live transmission. So you can know when the people are around. So you know when they arrived, you know when they did. So why? You are talking too late. Somebody lift up your hands and give the Lord another shout of victory. 1, 2, shout! And take your seat 1 minute. you to shout tonight. Like today is the, if this is the loudest shout you will ever shout in your life. Jesus, you will not lose your voice. But even if you lost your voice because you shouted and gained your destiny and gained the destiny of your nation, Jesus, in the realm where you see nothing, something is happening right now. But let me rattle through about 10 scriptures or so. Say one or two things that will stand up for the next prayer and the next shout and then the lineup of ministrations. Scripture number one, we read it already. Number two, Numbers chapter 23 verse 21. Numbers 23, 21, he said, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. This is the most important part now. The Lord is God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. And when that shout of the king is among them, he brought them out of Egypt. You can't remain in Egypt with a shout. He brought them out of Egypt, and he has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Anybody who is coming out of Egypt, whose country Nigeria is coming out of Egypt, give a shout of a king. The shout of a king. He brought him out of Egypt. Out of Egypt. In the name of Jesus. Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. If you believe the wall is about to come down, give another shout of victory. Jesus. First Samuel chapter 4 verse 5. First Samuel chapter 4 verse 5. This is what he said. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout. So that the earth rang, the earth shook, the earth quaked, the earth rang, the earth shook. Listen, the only way to handle unusual times is with unusual things. This cannot be a usual vigil. That some agents of the devil say they are coming to cleanse the city, this city. Listen to me. Anybody who is of the devil, sent from the pit of hell, that enters this city to plant any agenda of hell, if they are not cut off, then we have no right to preach. Survive. Who is an agent of Satan? Pastors, we are going to take prophetic action over the city within the next 24 hours. We carry bottles of oil and go through the territory, anoint the ground and pour oil on this ground. Every agent of the devil who steps on this ground for a demonic agenda is a dead agent. Of the devil who steps into the city for the sake of Satan the devil, as we pour the fire on the earth, if they trample on this earth and they do and they still survive, we are not serving a living God. Season, agents of darkness, witches, wizards, native doctors, occultic men, they will be deleted from existence like flies by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Everyone who is a sworn agent from hell. That will be the basis of our next shout. Two kings don't rule in a kingdom. It's either God is in charge or Satan is in charge. And God cannot be in charge and Satan be in charge at the same time. We serve notice to every devil in the city of Abuja and in the nation of Nigeria. Jesus is in charge. Almighty God. Almighty God in heaven is in charge. Light is in charge. Light, 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 light is in charge. And the light shines in darkness. The darkness comprehends it not. Take your seat, people. Second Chronicles chapter 13 verse 14 to verse 16. He said, Judah was in battle with Israel. It's more like two brothers. But the king of Israel was evil, Jeroboam. Judah looked up to God. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind. And they cried unto the Lord. And the priests, are the priests nearby with the trumpets, sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. Shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. God is killing his own people for another of his people who understand the power of the shout of praise. Somebody about to shout a slain shout. The children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. It's the power of the shout. Psalm 5, verse 11 to 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 37, I need to rush. Psalm 35 verse 27. Let them shout for joy that be glad. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. If you are trusting God for some supplies, trusting God for some prosperity, trusting God for some resources, give him the shout of victory. It. One of the sweetest passages in this lineup is the one I'm about to read. Hold your chair together. Hold your seat. Isaiah 42, 11. I might read all the way to verse 18. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. Let the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Hey, hey. shout. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. Why? Because the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yeah, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. He said, concerning your life, concerning Nigeria, concerning your nation, I have a long time holding my peace. But since you are shouting, I have been still and refrained myself. But now, with this shout, I will cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. And I will bring the blind, ignorant people in a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. This dark cloud that is covering the country, I will make darkness light before them. And these crooked things we cannot understand, I will make crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them because they just shouted. Because they are shouting. Because they are shouting. Shall be turned back and be greatly ashamed that trust in witches and wizards, that trust in graven images, that trust in shrines and altars, that trust in black power, that trust in occultism, that say to molten images, you are our God. They shall be ashamed. Somebody give another shout. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 23. Sing, O ye mountain, O ye heavens, for the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. What is it? Whatever it is in your life, the Lord has done it. Whatever it is in your family, the Lord has done it. Whatever it is in our nation, the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forests, and every tree therein. For the Lord has redeemed Nigeria. He has rescued Jacob, and he has glorified his name in our nation. We never finish, oh. He has glorified his name. There are things God will do, not just because of you, but because of his name. There are things he will do for us as a nation because of his name. His name. Listen to that. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth, nobody assisted me to spread the heavens, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself without assistance. And by your shout, I am frustrating the tokens of liars. Liars, liars. Liars, those that everything about them is a lie. Liars, liars, that frustrated the tokens of liars. 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 Their herbalists mad, their native doctors mad, their witches and wizards mad. It turns their so-called wise men backward and make their knowledge foolish. Now, this is very important. That confirmeth every word of his servant concerning the nation. Have you heard any word concerning this nation that God said about this nation from diverse sources that confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messengers that said to Nigeria, the inhabitants shall not jeopardize. Thou shalt be inhabited. They won't be running to Canada and running to America and running to the UK and running everywhere. You shall be inhabited. The cities of Judah, you shall be built up. All those IDP camps, evacuated cities, and I will raise up the decayed places. Receive it with a shout. 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 Number 10, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14, all the way to verse 20. How many daughters of Zion are here? Sing, oh daughter of Zion! Shout, oh Israel! I want only the women to shout. One, two, go. Shout for the victory of your children. Shout for the victory of your family, of your ministry, of your destiny. To shout, man. Now, I want men and women and children, shout, everybody. Jesus. Take your seat. Continue reading. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout Israel, be glad. Rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem, O daughter of Nigeria. Why? The Lord has taken away thy confrontations. He has cast out thine enemy. The king of Israel is in the midst. Even the Lord is in the midst of you. Thou shalt not see evil in thee. On. In that day, it shall be said to Nigeria, mention your country, fear not. And to the church in Nigeria, don't slow down your prayer. Let not your hand be slack. Why? Because the Lord God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rescue. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over himself. He will join you in singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Who are of thee to whom the reproach of this country was a burden? How many of you it was a burden to you? The problem of this country, the reproach, the shame was a burden. To whom the reproach was a burden? He said, behold, at that time, I will undo. Somebody say undo. I will dissolve, dismantle everything that afflicts you. I will save her that halted. There are people that God will lay to rest very, very shortly. Plenty of them in diverse areas. I will undo them that afflict you. I will save her that halted. I will gather her that was driven out, those who ran away. And I will get them praise and fame. In every nation of the earth where we have been put to shame, our shame will be turned to praise and fame. At that time, I will bring you again. Nigeria shall be great again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all the people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity like a dream in your eyes, can God walk like this? That is what many of us will be saying. Is this how God walks? Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Let me give you one jarrah. Somebody is screaming already. Any daughter of Zion here? Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. God is coming to our nation. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Ay, 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 ay. And I will cut off the chariot, terrorism, terrorists, their equipment. I will cut it off from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. And those who are preparing for war, the battle bow, I will cut it off. And the heathen that decide to submit to me, I will speak peace to them. And his dominion, the dominion of Christ in this nation, shall be from sea even to sea, and from river even to the ends of the earth. Somebody shout the loudest, say amen. Somebody shout the loudest, say amen. Very, very quickly. And then we shall rise up for the third shout, the third tongue and shout, and then the lineup of ministrations proceeds and continues. What is the impact of the shout? Apart from the symbolism of the shout we mentioned earlier, number one, the earth quakes, shakes, and trembles with the shout of praise and dominion. The earth quakes. As we are shouting today, there will be a shaking in Nigeria. A shaking of the systems, a shaking in your family, a shaking in your in the ministry of all the demonic agenda, a shaking. That was what happened in 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 5. The earth shakes, quakes, trembles. Number two, enemy structures, installations and institutions collapse with the shout of praise and dominion. Enemy structures. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20, we saw the wall of Jericho collapse. Today, as we give the next shout of praise, every structure of hell erected in this nation, erected in your family, they shall collapse. Number three, enemy weapons are turned against each other with the shout of praise and dominion. Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22-23. As we shout for praise tonight, Satan, devils will fight devils because of us. Witches will fight witches. Wizards will fight wizards. Politicians will fight politicians. Thugs will fight thugs. Those employed will fight those who employ them. Assassins will turn their weapons against their sponsors. Number four, enemy defeat and conquest is guaranteed, or rather is enforced, with the shout of praise and dominion. That was what we saw in 2 Chronicles 13, 14 to 16. Enemy defeat and conquest is enforced with the shout of praise and dominion. Number five, divine action is activated. Divine action is triggered with the shout of praise and dominion. When the shout happens, God moves. Psalm 47, verse 1, all the way to the end. He said, God is gone up with a shout. God is gone up with a shout. God is gone up with a shout. I see Jehovah going up into battle with a shout for us today. Shout the loudest, amen. Number six, divine vengeance and judgment answers in the camp of the wicked with a shout of praise and dominion. Divine judgment and vengeance answers in the camp of the wicked. We saw that in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 11 to verse 18. Some devils and their agents are about to be laid to rest. And number seven, captivities are turned and prison doors are opened with a shout of praise and dominion. Captivities are turned. Prison doors are open. Acts chapter 25, chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. For Paul and Silas, the prison opened. How do you do the shout effectively? Number one, shout with the clearness of conscience. And number two, because he said we should worship God in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29 verse 2. And number two, shout with the boldness of faith. Shout with understanding. Psalm 47 verse 7. With the boldness of faith, with the fact that you understand what you are doing. Is there somebody here who is about to give another victory shout? Stand up on your feet with a shout. up standing, everybody. 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 Take the next 3 minutes and make some decrees in tongues. And then we have the next blast of the trumpet. And then the second lineup of worship comes on. Lift your hands and your voice. While this is happening. That's right. In fact, what you are doing now just reminded me of something. Do what you did again with the drum. Good. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 30, 31. It said, "For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with the rod." Verse 32. "And in every place where the ground staff shall pass through." Anywhere God wants to lay his rod to hit that devil. "It shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight." Tabrets, harps, instrument. Just move it anyhow. Just... this, he said, he passes his staff, his rod, that rod he wants to use to beat the enemy. He passes it on the top of things like this. So for the next 3 minutes, I want you to open your mouth and pray in tongues. Lift your voice and say, "Father,
Father."
Say, "Father,
Father,
today,
today
I thank you,
I thank you,
because I understand
the power,
of the shout
of victory."
And right now,
as I pray in the
Spirit, I'm proceeding to the shout. I thank you because you will, because I am communicating the sound of alarm. I am communicating the sound of victory, the sound of celebration. I am communicating the sound of dominion. I am communicating victory. And today, I release the force of the Spirit against everything around my life I can't understand. Around Nigeria, I cannot understand. Now, open your mouth and pray. Yeah. precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. This touch shout, when you hear the blast of the trumpet, wait.
La mi re mi.
Four notes.
La mi re mi.
Wait. Again. Again.
La mi re mi.
When you hear the sound of the blast of the trumpet. When you scream, after you have screamed sufficiently, hallelujah! When you have screamed sufficiently, you plant the balance of the hand on your head so that the shout can quake anything out of your body that is not meant to be there. So the shout can judge anything in your life that is not meant to be there. Are you ready?